Seven pairs of eyes strained with anticipation to see what awaited us at the end of the long private road. It was 1992, and in an implausible God story, our family had just acquired a home and acreage at a government auction a few days earlier. Even before we unpacked our boxes, our three little boys impatiently begged to explore our property. It took me a while to understand my male counterparts, especially since our first two children are more like me, females. But by this point in my life, after years of living with a husband and three boys, I wasn't surprised when my little guy's first priority while exploring our new domain was to pick up rocks and throw them. Thankfully, on this occasion, their target was our lake and not each other. My husband, Bob, refers to the small body of water adjacent to our woods as a pond, but lake sounds much classier to me. Observing the boys' delight at the resulting ripples as they threw one rock after another into the lake, I took advantage of a perfect teachable moment. It's a mom thing. Long before I discovered numerous inspiring quotes about ripple effects, I used simple terminology to teach this truth to three impressionable little boys. While I don't recall all the details of the conversation, it probably went something like this. Just think, if ripples spread out across our lake when you throw your rocks into the water, how do the words you say and the things you do affect the people around you? And then, how do those people affect the people around them? As the boys continued to toss whatever they could find into the water, we talked about simple examples they could understand. If you say something unkind to your brother, he will feel bad and might be unkind too. The unkindness spreads. We want to spread good things that honor God rather than bad things that don't. I knew the boys would be tossing things in the lake for years to come, and I hoped the ripples lesson would come to mind every time they did. Years later, I had the opportunity to explain ripple effects to one of our grandsons. Just as his uncles did at his age, he instinctively threw whatever he could find into our pond, causing the fish to duck. Just as ripples spread out when you throw a rock into our pond, the things you say and do affect the people around you, I told him. My young grandson looked up at me with his big blue eyes, armed with rocks in his bulging pockets. Even if he didn't have a clue about reverberating ripples, his mother would later teach him about the consequences of his words and actions. It's a mom thing. When our three boys were older, two in college and one in high school, I wrote each of them a letter about the ripple effects of influence. Although my daughters were already married when I composed the letter to their brothers, and they never felt compelled to throw rocks in the lake, there were many other opportunities while they were growing up to illustrate the ripple effects of how they lived their lives. The original letter is on some prehistoric hard drive buried under outdated paraphernalia in our storage room, and the boys' copies were most likely tossed along with college textbooks they were unable to resell. But even if they no longer have my exact words, I trust they remember our lifelong focus on positive influence, reiterated through stories, verses, and visuals during their years in our charge. In my last letter to my sons, I illustrated ripple effects with the life of Daniel. One observation that struck me while studying this Old Testament prophet is that positive influence is not about living to please those around us.